This is N9RPQ, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, looking for QSO with somebody down there in Greenville. Standing by. One more quick try here. N9RPQ, Tom, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, looking for a quick QSO with somebody there in Greenville in the area. N9RPQ, standing by.
KY4T, Kilo Yankee 4 Tango returning.
I think you came back to me there, but give me a minute here. I got to get my Bluetooth device connected up to my tablet here. N9RPQ will be standing by for a minute while I get that Bluetooth thing going. Hard of hearing, and I got to have more volume. stand by.
Roger. I can understand that hard of hearing. This is Kilo Yankee 4 Tango standing by.
Okay. I think I got it now here. No, in a minute. Next time you transmit, I'll check it out here. It looks like it's connected up. Name here is Tom Tango Oscar Mike. Let's go ahead.
Name here is Carl Charlie Alpha Romeo Lima. We're in Hart County, Georgia. We're probably about 60 miles, southwest of Greenville there. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, it shows it's coupled, but I don't get no volume out of it. I don't know. Another electronic failure for an 81-year-old to figure out.
Oh, I know. I'm not too much younger than you are, but boy, this had this radio going. I set up a different brand in the house, and doggone it, when I did that, that made me forget everything I knew about programming this one, it seems.
Yeah, okay. I just bought this tablet when I was actually down in Greenville, South Carolina, with my wife visiting my family down there. And you wouldn't believe it. I've been back home, and she's still down in that area for a few more days. And I have not been able to make one contact. You're the first contact that I've made on Echolink, and I can't believe it. So, the speaker is not working, so I'm tilting the tablet up a little bit so I can hear it from the bottom of it. So it's a brand new Samsung tablet, eight inch. It works very well, but like I say, you're the first person. I was down there in South Carolina for a week, and she's going to be there total about a week and a half. And it's the first time I've been down in that area, and it was quite enjoyable. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you there. I said, I didn't know, I missed your name there. Mine's name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike, go ahead.
This is Carl, Charlie Alpha Romeo Lima. Call is Kilo Yankee 4 Tango. And we're going directly into the repeater, I guess. Up about 60 air miles. So the repeater has good coverage down into this part of Georgia.
Yeah, okay, Carl. I think I've got the Echolink kind of figured out here on the tablet. It works quite well. I have it on my desktop, and usually on a Monday night, I talk into Iowa. Washington, Iowa has a get-together. My daughter lived in her husband and my grandchildren, that they lived in Washington, Iowa for quite a number of years, but my son-in-law had a job change, and he moved down there now to South Carolina. And so since then, we have not been able to see them, except, like I said, my wife and I went down there about a week ago, and she decided to stay a little longer, which is fine. Supposed to come home Tuesday. And it's a nice area down there. And what I couldn't believe down there was all the leaves and stuff on the flowers and everything. Up here in Wisconsin here, I'm located halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay. That's where Fond du Lac, Wisconsin is. Well, anyway, the leaves are just starting to show up on the trees, and there really isn't any flowers out at all. The grass is just starting to grow. And I noticed the neighbors have some dandelions there. Back to you, Carl, in NRPQ.
Yeah, you picked a nice time to visit South Carolina. It's really nice this time of year. about July and August, we start complaining about the southern weather, but we really enjoy this. Winters are mild. Rarely have a snow, and that, of course, that paralyzes everything when we get 3 inches of snow. And people from your area like to make fun of the way we react to a little bit of snow.
Yeah, that's funny. My son-in-law down there, he says, yeah, the people go wild down there when they only got 2 inches. Up here, 2 inches, you don't even think about it. Usually it's 6 inches or more. Yeah, and boy, it's I've lived here all my life, and in Wisconsin, and we get some real bad ones once in a while. Like, well, look, today, for instance, today's high was 45 degrees and 15 mile an hour wind, and it was clear out. But other than that, like I say, it was warm when I was down there in Greenville. And I particularly wanted to talk in the general area down there. Like I said, I've had this tablet for a week, and I'll be darned that the Echolink repeater there in Washington, Iowa, apparently is down because it doesn't show up here. I usually get an email from the guys after each Monday night get together saying who all checked in and that. And I believe he said on there they were having a problem with Echolink, and because I actually didn't check in last week. I was gone the last couple of weeks practically. So, well, thanks, Carl, for coming back to me. I really appreciate it because it gave me a good test here. Like I said, just the first station I've talked to, and I've tried many times over the past week with this tablet. So I'll say 7-3, Carl. It's been very nice talking to you, and maybe we'll connect up again. Then RPQ clear, and I forget your call, but I remember your name, Carl, 7-3.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, give me your call again. Well, you've got a nice signal, nice, crisp audio. It sounds really nice. So whatever you're doing, it's working well. And the call is Kilo Yankee 4 Tango 2x1 KY4T. And, yeah, you have a good evening, too, 7-3.
Okay, I waited for it to identify. It's November 9, Romeo Papa, Quebec, N9RPQ. And, well, have a nice day, and maybe I'll connect up down there again. Thanks for a great test and the great QSO, 7-3, N9RPQ, be clear, after your final.
Roger, roger, N9RPQ, got it. This is KY4T, clear.